An Immigrant in the Wild on This Moment of Indiana History. Americans have far too little sense for anything but money-making and the most essential, one might say the most primitive, of needs. So declared a German resident of Allen County in 1853. Letters from the unidentified displaced intellectual were published in Germany that year. Although it's not clear why the self-described dynamic thinker found himself in rural Indiana, he admits he prefers life in the wild. Reporting that the state was heavily forested and thinly populated, its fertile soil possessing enormous, though unrealized, potential for farming, the writer states that this region possesses no great natural beauty. He admires the state's newly revised constitution, especially its provision for foreign suffrage, but laments the document's prohibition of black settlement in the state. The essayist reserves most of his contempt for his neighbor's habits and personal values. Western Americans are best described, he summarizes, not so much simple as uncouth. There is no variation in their lifestyle and enjoyment, he complains. Fried salt pork, corn, pancakes, and weak coffee. That is what Americans eat day in and day out. Ultimately, however, the author admits that the people in these forests are nonetheless tolerant. The backwoodsman loves freedom and equality above all else, and he will see them observed for friends and neighbors. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from the Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History. Information at momentofindianahistory.org.